Amen. All right. Won't you lift up your Bibles? I heard the marriage ministry had a great time last night. Yep. Gwen said y'all did a great job. Yeah. So, amen. All righty. So, all right. Lift up your Bibles, your iPads, your phones. Amen. Say, this is my Bible. It is the Word of God. I am what it says I am. And I can do what the Word of God says I can do. And on top of that, I can have what the Word of God says I can have. Say, it will lift me up out of darkness into the light, out of sickness into health, out of poverty into wealth. Say, this day, after hearing and receiving the ever-living, the everlasting Word of God, I will never be the same again. Never, 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 never. Never, ever, ever, ever will I be the same again in Jesus' name, because just one word from God can change your life. Amen. Somebody say, that's me. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. God is so good, and His word is good. Amen. And so we are, of course, the whole year, especially, we are focusing on dominion, where we learn how to rule and to reign and to take authority over our lives. Amen? I want to start off, first of all, saying that we all need to get to a point where we stop letting life speak to us, where we stop letting life dictate to us what we're going to have, who we're going to be, who we're not going to be, what we're not going to have. Life speaking to us, telling us this is hopeless, that's never happened in your family before. Nobody cares about that. Because now, first of all, we have to understand that we have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, which is the kingdom of light. So now we translated. God took us and He moved us into a new kingdom. And He didn't just put us in a new kingdom as our old selves. He made new selves. Kingdom people. People of light. He took us out of darkness, changed us, right? Y'all know this. And He placed us into a new kingdom. And sometimes we say, so the rules have changed. So we don't live according to the kingdom of darkness. We live according to the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is full of power, full of blessings, full of grace, full of mercy, full of possibility. Amen? Amen? Even when something seems improbable or impossible, it's in the kingdom of God, because God is over that kingdom. Amen? So you and I have been called to take part in that. We have to get used to, we have to stop sitting passively by and start getting aggressive to call the promises of God into our lives. I have written on my notes, God will give us what to say. Isn't that right? He gives us His word. But He's not going to say it for us. Let me say that again. God gave us what to say, but He's not going to say it for us. So as kingdom people, we have to find out what God says, right? so that we can say what God says. He's not going to do it. He's already given us the word. He's even already spoken the word into existence. We can do and have and be who we are and have because he already made statements about it. He already spoke it into existence, right? So, but just tell the person next to you, say, God is not going to take dominion for you. Also, we need to understand that I mentioned last week that most of our doing in the kingdom of God. Now we do stuff. We come to church. We serve God. We work. We do this. We do that. But most of our doing is done through our voice and through our words. I want to remind you of somebody reminded me of a commercial. And it's something like this, where the woman, they deliver something to the woman's house, and they come in with the washer and dryer, and they're like standing there like, where do you want us to put it? And so she's standing there going like this. And she said, like that. Now, she didn't say anything. But God has actually made it so that we don't have to work and sweat and labor like we used to. Now we find out what he said. We engage and, is the right word, enact. We trigger, we say what he said. If he said, I'm blessed going in, coming in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, then that's what we have to say. So I just imagine us, you know, I've started to title this today, a dominion mandate. So we need to begin to start functioning in some shape or form in dominion this year. Now, over the past 36 hours, I was challenged physically, maybe the last 48 hours. I said, okay, Connie. You're preaching on dominion, so you're going to have to say something. You're going to have to do something and say something. And so even when you don't feel like confessing the word of God, we must confess the word of God. I've said before, a teacher named Dr. Siddiqui, he used to say, you have to say something to something for something to happen. Say that. I have to say something to something for something to happen. Say that again. I have to say something to something for something to happen. So if we want something to move out of the way, if we want something to be healed, if we want something to be manifest, if we want to see prosperity versus poverty, we're going to have to speak to the poverty and say, poverty is not mine. That was in my old kingdom. I'm in a new kingdom where prosperity flourishes and where there's no limitations. So if we have to, so most of our doing is speaking, is talking. Job 28:20, it says, you shall what? Decree a thing, and it shall be established. That's heavy. That's pretty definite. You shall decree a thing, or we can say declare a thing, and it shall be established. So I'm trying to learn how to reverse things. So that means if you don't decree a thing, then it won't be established. If we don't say what God says, that word cannot be established in our lives. Look, nothing's going to drop in our lap, y'all. Nothing. Why? Because God's looking for faith. So in order to wear ourselves out, if we try to earn the blessing, if we try to work for the blessing, we're going to wear ourselves out. Y'all hearing me? So we have to get to a point where we start to speak more than we start to do, more than we do. Because what happens is we end up overdoing, right? We overwork. We over this. We over that, right? And God doesn't want us burdened down, and he doesn't want us wiped out before we even experience his blessings. Experience his blessings. But the scripture says that the blessing of the Lord, what? It makes rich. And he adds no toil, which is sorrow. Sweat. I'm not talking about you have a physical job. I'm talking about you working your fingers to the bone trying to make ends meet. And I've said that plenty of times. But we should learn how to begin to speak the word of God into our lives. Amen? Now, I'll go back to, I've been fighting symptoms. Anybody? This is, you know, so I had to like yell through the house like, No, I am healed. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. And you have to keep preaching to yourself. Sometimes you got to say things a few times before it actually triggers. It's not like you don't know it. I know it. But when you're in it, you can get caught up in the symptoms and the signs, right? We can have something right in front of us, but that doesn't mean that is the truth. See, we got to learn the difference between what we see and what the truth is. So we have to speak. We have to speak. So I have to keep speaking to my body. You have to keep speaking to your body. Right? Not running around buying this thing and that thing and, you know, trying to make ourselves feel better. We need to speak more. And like, put our foot down and say, no, this is not my portion. No, I know. I said, I don't care what's going around. I don't care who's sick. I don't care who I was around lately. I am not sick. I'm not the sick. I'm the healed. And the devil is trying to make me sick. You are prosperous, and the devil's trying to keep you poor, keep you in lack. But that's not from God. Lack is not in his kingdom. So we have to understand that we're in the kingdom of God because we want to access all that's in the kingdom. If we don't know we're in a new place, then we will continue to settle for lack and debt. You know, we need to start. I was thinking how, you know, we have to begin to take dominion and speak to our finances and speak to our situation. In Jesus' name, I call in my job that with enough salary to cover my expenses and for me to have extra to give away. That's the ultimate. Not just enough to pay your own bills, but to have extra when somebody else needs it. Right? So we don't want to have to, again, work our fingers to the bone. And we don't have to fake it till we make it. You know, how many Christians, they get into debt and they look like they're prosperous, but they ain't prosperous, they in debt. So after a while, just looking prosperous, that's not going to last. Right? You're going to end up to here in debt, right? Being fake. And God doesn't want us to be fake. He wants us to call in prosperity. He wants us to stand in the blessing. Say, nope. He wants us in the kingdom. There's no debt. Right? Because when you're in debt, You're a slave. Right? Who wants to be a slave? But after a while, you got to get tired of that. Like, man, I owe everybody money. And then when you owe somebody money, and I'm not saying we, you know, I'm believing God this year that we end up with just mortgages and car payments, right? That would be a great start, where we get rid of all the excess debt, right? Where we believe God, we start speaking to the debt, right? We speak to the debt and we speak prosperity. And say, in Jesus' name, I am the lender, not the borrower. Amen? I'm not slave to my lenders or to my lenders. I'm the lender. Amen? So, again, we have to get to a point where we learn how to say more than we're doing so we don't kill ourselves, literally. Isn't that right? So we need to be declaring some things. Let's look at, let's see. Jeremiah 29:11. I think I gave that. Praise the Lord. Let's read that together. And this is God speaking. And what does he say? He says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." So God, number one, God is thinking about us all the time. And he watches us struggle. And, you know, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, God invites us to be imitators of God. And I believe God watches us, and he watches us struggle. And he watches us being silent. And he has compassion on us, but I could also see him looking at us saying, "Why doesn't she speak my word? Why doesn't she trust me? Why doesn't she have faith in me?" Right? So God has plans for us. And if we're honest and we examine our current situation, some situations, we can realize, no, this isn't good. This isn't a good situation. Anybody ever think that? Yeah, more than y'all saying. Where we examine our lives and say, you know what, this is not cool. This can't be the will of God. Matter of fact, it's not cool with me, let alone being cool with God. So we have to learn how to take dominion. Amen? Let's look at, let's see. So we see that God has a plan for us. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. And I'm just going to share a couple more scriptures, two or three, and then we'll end. All right, let's read that together. Say, "But you," he's talking to the believers, "but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood." Okay, I want y'all to like listen to what we're reading. "A chosen generation, us, a royal priesthood." That word royal, it means kingly, right? That's why we're practicing dominion this year, because we've been made kings and priests unto God. Remember, God said, "I'll take care of the heavens and the earth I've given to you." If we're going to rule and dominate, take dominion, then we have to know that we have kingly functions, right? We minister to God as a priest, but we also have been given kingly function, where we can make decrees, we can make declarations, and when our words and decrees and declarations are filled with faith, that's why we have to renew our minds. That's why we have to meditate the Word of God, so that when we do finally speak to our situation, those words are filled with faith. And when our words are filled with faith, our words are carriers. Right? Remember, God spoke to he spoke to the chaos. He spoke to the darkness in Genesis chapter 1, right? And the first thing he said is, let there be light. He was teaching us all in those verses, and God said, and it happened. And God said, and it happened. And God said to this, and it happened. And it was good. We function exactly the same way. We're just not God. But he's given us the earth to rule and to reign and to straighten out, right? So we have to learn how to speak more and work less. I'm not saying by any means, I'm not talking about laziness. But God knows how we're made, right? How many of you worked so hard and you felt like you were going to pass out? Right? That's not God. That's not God. All right, let's keep reading. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you where? Out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's heavy. But guess what? It's the truth. We're a chosen generation. Let me see what the Amplified says. Verse 9. It says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchased special people, that you may set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Not just light, but marvelous light. Amen? Where God allows us to see, where God allows us to have kingdom vision, right? So we're special people, and we need to be taking dominion. Again, we have to get to a point where life doesn't tell us what to do. We tell life what to do. We rearrange things, right? If we don't like what we see in our bodies, like, again, we have to be sick and tired of stuff. If you don't like what you see in your body, then do something about it. Whether it's exercise, whether it's believing God for your healing, but whatever we don't like, whatever doesn't match up with God and his promises and his kingdom, we have the right and the authority to speak to it and to do something about it. Amen? I think it has happened, but we don't just speak to our bodies saying, in Jesus' name, lose 40 pounds. But I have heard of services where the preacher was preaching and the person just lost weight, and I've never witnessed it, but I don't think that person's still alive anyway, so we can't go. I'm just kidding, totally kidding. But if we don't like something, if something's happening in our family, if something's happening with our money, we can speak to it. We don't have to settle for it, right? All we have to do is get the right words, because everything created was created by words. Is that correct? Right? Most people know that because God said and it was. So everything that we see was created by something that we can't see, which is words, right? And we're supposed to speak faith-filled words. Anybody listening to me? Anybody getting on board just a little bit? Again, tell the person next to you, stop letting life dictate to you, and you start dictating to life. Say, use your words to fix something. Use your words to make something happen. Remember, we got somebody watching what's happening, wondering what's happening, and making things happen. Right? We need to begin to make things happen. Amen? So we don't just sit. You know, I keep getting this vision where the people of God just sitting and watching stuff happen and come to pass in our lives. And we need to get up. We need to get up and we need to do something. We need to say something, right? And stop being passive. We're made in God's image, right? So that's what God wants us to do. And even if we make that happen in one area of our lives, that's a win. Amen? Praise the Lord. Tell somebody next to you, say, work on that win. So God has set us up for success. Amen? We can't lose with his principles. We can't lose with his promises. He gave us his promises because half the time we don't know what to believe anyway. We don't know what to say most of the time. Sometimes we get so flabbergasted that something is happening in our lives that we just freeze. But we need to know, no, I got something to say. I have something to say about this situation. Right? So we're just not sitting and looking, watching. We're being active. Amen? Entitled today, Declaring Your Destiny, but anyway. So, Job 28:20, it says, you decree a thing, you shall decree a thing, and it shall be established. And the rest of that verse says, and the light will shine on your path. In other words, maybe you're stumped and you don't know exactly what to do in your situation, but you have a scripture. You know what the promise is. If we just decree that thing, even without understanding how to get out of it, how to fix it, if we decree a thing, and again, you got to say something to something for something to happen. And God will wait. He will wait until we say something. Right? He already said it. He said it, put it in a book so that we could read it, so that we could say it, so that what it says can show up in our lives. Amen? And it's as simple as that. It's just that we're just not used to thinking like that. We're too used to watching things happen. We're too used to being stuck in what we know. But that's not what we're called to. We've been made new creatures. It says old things are passed away. Behold, we got to pay attention. Look, y'all, all things have become new. And we need the word because all things are of God. And if we want to know how God thinks and how God operates, we need his word. Tell somebody next to you, there's so much for you to look forward to. Y'all ready? I know I'm ready. Amen? I don't know about you, but I don't like being dictated to. And I certainly don't like being subject to someone, an enemy of God, that's already defeated. The devil's already defeated. But Christians can listen to him a lot every day. Listen to his lies. Look, your old self, that's a lie now. That's not true. That's gone. right? And so you got to tell yourself and tell him, right? And then say, no, I'm forgiven of all that stuff. I'm no longer under the curse. I'm under the blessing, right? I'm under grace. Somebody say, I'm under grace. And just back to grace just for a little bit. Grace is God's favor. Grace gets us past our past and catapults us into the future, right? Because we can't do it. It's only God's word that's going to get us moving forward. Amen? It's not us, right? Even though we walk by faith. But it's God's word and his grace that's going to get us there, right? That's why we can do nothing without him. Praise the Lord. Last scripture, James 3:4. Just to solidify how we have to speak. We can't be shy, you know. Like when I was screaming through the house, I was glad nobody was there to hear me. But the one that needed to hear me heard me. But, you know, operating in faith, sometimes you look crazy or sound crazy. But that's okay. Because we're going to get what we're screaming for and looking a fool for. Amen? Praise God. It says, look also at the ships. I'm sorry, I cut it down to one verse. Look also at ships. Although they are so large, I needed to give you more, so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. And the verse after that is talking about the tongue. The tongue. We need the tongue. We need our tongue to steer where we're going and not let some boat hijacker come and take your ship where you weren't going. So our tongue is that powerful. Again, we have to confess the word of God. We have to decree. We have to make declarations. We have to make things move, right? So it's telling us that the tongue is just like the rudder of a ship. Huge ship, small rudder. I don't know what it looks like. Huge ship, small rudder. But it determines the course of your life. Amen? So that's why our confessing, our declarations, our decrees are so important, because that's what's going to steer our lives. So how many of you know it doesn't take much to figure out that I can use my tongue, my mouth, my words to steer where I want to go? Look, nobody can stop us from doing that. Isn't that right? We do that. But we have to have the right thing on that, rudder, on the rudder. So it's so important for us. So how are we going to take dominion this year? We're going to be speaking the right things. We're going to be speaking only what we want. You know, a lot of people, they end up in a bad place because they're speaking wrong things. But we need to know that heaven and earth and God and the devil hears all of our words. And not one of them falls to the ground. So either we're speaking something that the enemy can use, or we're speaking something that God can use. Matter of fact, that's one of the things I have written in my notes. Why don't we just start using words that God can move on? If we want to see God move in our lives, we have to say something that he can move with and cooperate with. I heard somebody say years ago, yeah, when your kids, they keep coming and they ask you questions, you know, and you have to keep saying no, no. And they say, tell the child, ask me something that I can say yes to. That's what we need to do as the children of God. We need to say something to something that God can say yes to, that God can get behind, that God's power can move with and cooperate with, and the angels, right? That's why we have to watch what we say. That's why it's not so cool being funny anymore and saying stuff that Christians have said, right? Because your words come to pass. And heaven and earth, they don't know you joking. Oh, yeah, you know, if I don't die first or this and that, you know. No, heaven and earth is listening to that, and it's recording it. So we need to, in order for us to dominate, we need to start saying things that God can work with. Again, he's not going to say it for us. He's watching us. He's watching us, just like a father saying, what is he going to say next? What's she going to say next? I'm ready to move. I'm ready to support her. I'm ready to support him. I'm ready to make it happen. I'm ready to dispatch the angels to make what she says, what he says, come to pass. When we speak to our money, right, then the angels are called, they're collectors. They go out and get prosperity for us. But we have to speak prosperity first, right? And stop whining and complaining and murmuring, right? Y'all hear me? Wake up. I'm so sorry it was cold last week. I didn't know. I was asking. Somebody said, yeah, Pastor, that's why they weren't responding that much. So I didn't know. Y'all just ready to get out of here. But I appreciate your patience. It's working today. Praise the Lord. Again, we pay our bills. Amen? We do pay the bills, so that's never the reason. It's usually the equipment. But anyway, so anybody hearing me? Did y'all get anything out of this? Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm gonna start saying that. Amen. Dr. Lamont used to say that. Did you get anything out of this? Yes. Praise the Lord. Keep him in the mix. Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Well, let's give the Lord some more praise, another praise. Yes. Hallelujah. So look it up. See what you need and then start speaking it so that God can make it happen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. With every head bowed, every eye closed, I want to give an invitation. We don't want to take it for granted. Sometimes everybody here is born again, but not every time, not all the time. So if you're here today and you've never made Jesus Lord of your life, you've never confessed him as Lord of your life, God has plans for you. And we don't want to put that off, right? Every opportunity. So just in case there's someone here, I'm going to pray a simple prayer with every head bowed and every eye closed. And if you pray that prayer after me and you believe what you're praying in your heart, you believe in your heart what you're praying with your mouth, God does the supernatural transformation. Amen? And so you will in an instant become a new creature in Christ Jesus. In an instant, you will be translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. In an instant, you will change from not being a child of God to being a son of God. Amen? To live with him forever. So if that's you, just repeat this after me. Say, Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I believe that I am a sinner and that I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are that Savior. I believe that you served my sentence in hell when you died on the cross. I also believe, according to the scriptures, that God the Father raised you from the dead to live forever so that I could live forever with you. Say, Lord Jesus, I ask you now to come into my heart, come into my life, be my Lord, be my Savior, be my master. Say, devil, you are no longer Lord over me. Today, I confess Jesus as my Lord. Lord Jesus, take me and do what you want with my life. I thank you. I am born again, a child of God, in Jesus' name. Anybody pray that prayer? Say, in Jesus' name, I am saved. Is that anybody today? Anyone, anyone, anyone. Praise the Lord. You're saved. Amen. So you rededicate? Are you rededicating? You're saved. He's saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. All right, everybody. Who is Elder Bobby? Let's welcome Elder Bobby. He's going to lead us in worshiping the Lord with our tithes and offerings. Here, can you take that for her? Let me get on my... Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Pastor Connor, for your powerful message. Let us continue to worship the Lord with our tithes and offerings. And those of you who are worshiping with us online today, we invite you to prepare your tithes and offerings as well. If you've given by the pink envelopes, will you raise your hand? And our usher will gladly serve you. Amen. Now, to encourage you in giving, let us take a moment to reflect upon how we are so, so blessed by our Heavenly Father, who never stopped loving us. He never stopped giving us gifts. And those gifts never stopped giving to us. I mean, isn't that wonderful? Those gifts never stop giving to us, such as grace, peace, hope, mercy, wisdom, earthly provision, love, a promised future, and the power to obtain wealth. Those are just to name a few. Amen? I mean, that in itself is enough to say, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And amen. Hallelujah. God's love for us is unwavering, unrelenting, unconditional. Amen. In Romans 8, 33, 39, we're reminded that nothing can separate us from what? From the love of God. Not even our mistakes, failure, or even our shortcomings. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. In Jeremiah 31, 3, God tells Jeremiah, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Since God is not a respecter of person, his love for us is what? Everlasting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In John 13, 34, 35, Jesus gave his disciple a new commandment. He said to love one another in a sacrificial and unconditional manner as I have loved you. God expects us to keep loving, keep giving, and keep sharing his love with others. Now, why? Well, it's because we as believers, we have his what? DNA. And so we have been programmed this way based on God's DNA that's in us. Amen? So in John 4, 7 and 8, it tells us that for love, is of God, and everyone believer that loveth is born of God and know God. Therefore, we ought to never stop loving and stop giving. Amen. In Luke 6:38, Jesus said, "Give and it shall be given to you, for with the measure you use, it will be measured to you, back to you." Our obedience in giving tithes and offerings will command God's blessing being poured out to us. Hallelujah. How? Pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing in our lives. Amen. It pleases God when his sons and daughters are never stop loving and stop giving. For God loves a cheerful giver. So as sons and daughters of God, let us prepare our heart and let's give that pleases God, because God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. So Vida Ministry, will you show us the ways to give?
Here at Living Faith, we have made giving easy by using electronic options as much as possible. You can text to give by texting LFCCNJ to 77977. You can give once or set up as a recurring gift. Just enter in your details, confirm your gift, and you're done. You can give through our LFCCNJ Church app. This method will look similar to text to give. The iOS version of the app can be downloaded at the App Store, or you can get the Android version on Google Play. You can also give online at lfccnj.com/giving. If these options are not possible, you can obtain a pink envelope and deposit it as you leave. We thank you again for joining us today. God bless you.
Amen. As a reminder, those of you who are using pink envelopes for your giving, please don't forget to deposit your envelopes in the receptacle at the rear of the sanctuary. Let us stand and say our confession, tithes and offering confession. Amen. Are we ready? We decree that because we are tithers, we receive the promise of Scripture that protects those who tithe and give offerings. As a household, we are committed to tithe and to give into the Lord's work. Therefore, we claim tithers' rights. That means no devourer, destroyer, waster, plunderer, or pillager can rob from us in Jesus' name. They cannot steal our blessing or fruitful harvest. They cannot steal our homes, businesses, or from any of our loved ones. The destroyer can't strip away our heritage or harm our children. We stand in the tithers' blessing, which promises that the Lord will rebuke the evil one on our behalf. We stand in the tithers' blessing that the Lord will open the heavens' treasures and pour out blessings we do not have room enough to receive. We stand confident that the tithe is raising a standard against every demonic plot and attack. We have faith that as Jesus, our Lord and eternal high priest, stands in heaven receiving our tithe, we are under the covenant of his blessing. We prophesy that the promise to the tithe rests upon our families in Jesus' name, according to Malachi 3:11 and Hebrews 7:8. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and for the opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you for Living Faith Ministry, for our pastor who labor in love to teach us revelation knowledge and understanding into your word. As we give our tithes and offerings today, we praise that these gifts be used to bless others and to advance your kingdom here in this earth. Seed, we have sown you in good ground. Living Faith Ministry is good ground. Now, you are to go forth and grow and bring us back an abundance harvest so that we can sow again, again, and again. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Let's welcome Elder Clarence.
Thank you, Elder Bobby. Thanks again, Pastor Connie, for that awesome message. Video, could you please play the video hot topic?
Calling all ministers of the gospel. Yes, that includes every born-again believer. We are excited to introduce our first life class of 2026, God's Instruction, Reclaiming Your Kingdom Authority. This isn't a repeat. This is a reawakening. This refreshed Bible training class builds on the foundation of the authority of the believer while speaking directly to today's world, today's battles, and today's calling. Expect fresh revelation, practical wisdom, and kingdom truth that's relevant for modern life. Classes will be held on Tuesdays, March 10th, 17th, 24th, and 31st from 7 to 9 p.m. These classes are free, will not require any test, homework, or exams, but registration is required. Please register on our website at lfccnj.com or by scanning the QR code located on the lobby poster. For more information, contact Minister Kim at 856-661-8110, extension 142.
Every man has a God-given mandate. Every man has territory to take. Every man is called to walk in dominion. Join us every fourth Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 as we gather to grow, sharpen one another, and activate men to fulfill their kingdom mandate as leaders, husbands, fathers, and warriors in Christ. Pastor Connie has given specific emphasis and direction for the men in 2026. Join us as we come together to grow and walk out that vision with the men of Living Faith. Our next meeting will be held Saturday, February 28th, here at LFCC. Be sure to bring a friend.
Amen, amen. I just have two hot topics or announcements this morning. Healthy Lifestyle Workshop. This is backed by popular demand. Join us as we continue our journey towards wholeness and discover how God calls us to take dominion over our lives, spirit, soul, and body. And this session's topic of discussion will focus on eating for a lifetime and exercise, practical, sustainable principles to help us build healthy habits that honor God and strengthen our bodies for a long term. And that's going to be held on Saturday, March the 7th, and that's going to be from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., and we look forward to seeing you there. And water baptism is scheduled for Sunday, March the 15th, and it's going to start at 10 a.m., at the 10 a.m. Time frame. And if you would like to be baptized, please complete a registration form that's going to be located in the sanctuary for it. And for more details, please contact Rosemary Rosman at 856-661-8110, extension 106. Well, come on, family. Let's welcome back our awesome pastor at this time. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Mike made me aware. I apologize. That's what happens when you think you know a scripture. It was Job 22:28, not Job 20:28. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways, which also means your paths. All right. So just wanted to make that correction. Praise the Lord. Well, do we have any first-time attenders today? Any first-time attenders? You're here at Living Faith for the very first time. We just want to welcome you. You don't have to say anything, but we would like you to stand so we can locate you. Anybody? Anyone? Anybody here? You first-time visitor? First-time visitor? There you go. Hi. You're going to get a couple hugs, handshakes, all that good stuff. Praise God. But we want to say welcome to Living Faith. Amen. We're so glad you joined us today. Now you know where we live and what we're like, so you're welcome back anytime. Let's give her another hand. Praise the Lord. Also, if anyone's here and you've been, is your purpose to make Living Faith your church home, your local church. Everybody needs a local church, and where you can grow, where you can be covered, where you can be encouraged. Anybody want to make Living Faith their church home today? You can just raise your hand. Is that anybody today? Anywhere over the sanctuary? Anybody? Anybody? Praise the Lord. All right. Okay. That is it. There's no more announcements or anything. So you can stand and we're going to close out in prayer. And the altar will be open for agreement and prayer today. Our ministers and elders will be up here to pray with anyone who needs prayer and needs agreement in prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All righty. Praise God. Y'all blessed? You good? Got anything exciting planned today? No. Mr. Shields says sleep. I know that. That's what I'm going to do. You know, Sunday, when I get home, is my best part of the week. Because just sucking. Calm down, you know. Y'all know. But anyway, praise the Lord. Well, Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. God, we thank you again that you're a good God. And we don't even know how good you are. But we thank you for the privilege to find out more about you through your word, to discover who you are, to discover your true character, to even understand your love, which is so unlike human love. But we thank you that that love is turned toward us. And we thank you that you love us so much, and we bless your name. Heavenly Father, we declare and decree, because you've already given us the word, that we are blessed, happy, fortunate, empowered to prosper, and to be envied. If you're in agreement with that, say, I'm blessed. Come on, say it again. Say, I'm blessed.